Now, a number of high-profile cases have come to the fore over the last number of weeks. Most recent was the High Court approving a personal insolvency arrangement which allowed a Galway-based secretary to write off approximately €3.6 million of debt she owes to financial institutions under the terms of the PIA approved on Monday. Mr. Justice Alexander Owens, 59-year-old Winfred Swain will retain her home in Salt Hill in Galway. The court heard Ms. Swain works as secretary of solicitors firm owned by her husband. A total secured and unsecured debts of £3.6 million of which was written off under the deal. So is this the way things are going? And if you put this together with the recent court judgment in relation to Pepper Finance, in terms of what is allowed and isn't allowed in terms of write-offs, is this now a way to go, or has it always been a way to go? With me in the line to talk about this in more detail, we have Alan McGee, a personal insolvency practitioner, who is also from the point of view, I suppose, of been dealing in this area since personal insolvency practitioners came into being, but also chairperson of the Association of Personal Insolvency Practitioners of Ireland. Alan, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to us on the programme.
Good morning, Gerry.
Look, what's your take on what is happening here in these sort of cases? Are these unusual cases, or is this a sign that, look, there are real write-offs to be had to get people out of trouble?
I suppose they are real cases, but I sort of regret this sort of sensationalist reporting that is being done. For example, that case on Monday, that was a case that was approved by creditors, so it wasn't a controversial case. It was a case that was actually supported by creditors, and the PIP in that case achieved a settlement. So I don't think that properly reflects what's going on out there. Most of the people who are in trouble at an awful lot lower level scale debt, and they are trying to resolve mortgage debt on their homes. And that's what we're seeing a lot of at the moment. So I'd be slow to endorse the sensationalist reporting, which I believe the Pepper reports from last week were. The Pepper reports last week were centred on the fixing of a mortgage for a debtor at 2.5% for 25 years. And it was reported that this was groundbreaking and led to all sorts of commentary in the media over the weekend. But in fact, it wasn't groundbreaking at all. The High Court decided in a case called Hayes in 2017 that it was permissible for an insolvency practitioner to fix rates in a formal PIA. And even back in January of this year, I had a case at Cork Circuit Court that fixed the rates at 2.75 for 30 years for a couple in their 40s. So it's not groundbreaking. It's been done the whole time. And it'd be great for people to understand that these solutions are out there for them.
It was that a case, the one you were involved in, where the Pepper Finance or the financial institution was objecting to the PIA, objecting, no, we're not happy with this, and been taken to court?
Absolutely. I proposed a PIA on behalf of a couple in Cork, and the Pepper refused to agree a fixed rate, even though I had to apply a fixed rate because the people had set income and set expenses, and we had to give certainty for them in the era of rising interest rates. So we proposed that. Pepper fought it and objected, and fought the case through the appeal court. And they were basically holding out that they would be prejudiced by imposing a fixed rate on them. And following a full day of hearing in Cork Circuit Court, where we had Brian Hallisey as our barrister, we won. The court decided that the proposal was fair and reasonable to all sides and gave certainty to the debtors. And now, given their situation, they can carry on and pay their mortgage, and they don't have the worry of rising interest rates.
Yeah, and is that a sign or a message, or has this always been understood by the sort of, call them vulture funds, call them distressed, you know, distressed financial institutions that come in and buy up distressed assets and make profits in the working out of those assets, that the courts will say, listen, you got this loan effectively for a song, so you're not allowed to apply punitive interest rates on people who are trying to work through the personal insolvency process.
It's not so much that you got this at a song, because the one thing the funds will never do is admit what they purchased the loans for, and that was one of the grounds in the Tullamore case, that they couldn't prove what they paid for it. But in general, the courts won't take the position of you bought it low, so you have to suffer a haircut. You can apply the same treatment to the ordinary banks as well, but the setting of the interest rates is nuanced in that it has to be where there is set income and set expenses, so that you can show there is no prejudice to the creditor and that the debtor needs certainty in respect of repayments.
What do you say, Alan, to anyone who says, look, these, and I know you talk about sensationalism and the big headlines and the 3 million here and the 2 million there, that people that say, look, these write-offs, they're a moral hazard. People entered into these loans, they got into trouble, so they should suffer the consequences and not get a write-off.
I think that was some of the scaremongering that was done back at the time of the personal insolvency process being introduced. In my 10 years, I think I've only ever come across one person who might have been termed a strategic defaulter. Everybody else that I've dealt with is genuine. Yes, there are people who went mad during the Celtic Tiger period and invested, but we shouldn't be saying these people that you can never recover and never get back. The banks went mad in lending and we bailed them out. So
yeah.
I don't believe that we should be punishing people. We've come beyond the era of the stocks long ago, you know. So I don't believe that people should be bound to poverty for life. They should be able to get back on their feet. We put the banks back on their feet. So why not put the people, the citizens of the country back on their feet? There is pain involved, yes, there is, but there has to be light at the end of the tunnel. These
yep.
people are genuine people, have families, kids going to school. They have to look after all of this as well.
Yeah. How is the process working in general, Alan? Like, how are insolvency arrangements operating in Kerry and other parts of Munster?
They're working quite well. I did a conference yesterday with MABS in Kerry and at a training day, and we were all quite impressed by how the rates are improving and solutions are being achieved for people. If a debtor gets in early and gets in to talk to an insolvency practitioner, either they're referred on by MABS or they approach the insolvency practitioner directly, they can get the assistance that's required. And sometimes people are living beyond their means and they need an insolvency practitioner or they need MABS to assist them to restrain some of their spending so that they can prioritise their mortgage or whatever it is. Sometimes it needs a bit of that, and sometimes the incoming just isn't sufficient to meet the outgoings, and so you have to reduce the debts.
Alan, finally, what is the advice for people out there who are, and many of them aren't in arrears, but they've had their loans sold by a bank to a vulture fund and they're under pressure, or maybe those who are in arrears, is the PIA the way to go?
Yes, if you are in arrears. If you're not in arrears and you're experiencing difficulties, talking to the likes of MABS or someone like that can be very beneficial in helping you. But if you are in arrears or you are facing repossession or threats of repossession, then I would encourage any debtor to speak with an insolvency practitioner. There is a scheme out there under the Oalia scheme where they'll get a voucher if they're under threat of repossession proceedings, so the consultation won't cost them anything and they'll get the benefit of the advice.
Are we heading into further choppy water finally? Interest rates going up, putting people now under pressure with their mortgage repayments, Alan?
Yes, I believe we are, and we're seeing more of that, that people are coming under difficulty in because of the rising interest rates, so they're running into difficulty in paying for the car loan or paying the credit union or paying someone like that because the mortgage interest rate is rising and the cost of living is rising as well.
And it certainly is part of the issue. Listen, we're going to leave it there, Alan. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to us about that and go through the situation in regards to how they're working now in the context of some of the high-profile cases that we're seeing. That's Alan McGee there, personal insolvency practitioner and chairperson of the Association of Personal Insolvency Practitioners of Ireland. If you've been through the process, if you're going through it, we want to hear your story. Get in touch with us.